You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good, Gene Johnson. The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's RuPaul's Drag Race After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's RuPaul's Drag Race
She bangs. After Show. RuPaul's Drag Race.
Gentlemen.
Oh, she says gentlemen? I didn't know that. Good call. Good call.
Best woman wins.
And that's it. Hello. Aww. Hola. If you're watching us tonight.
Tony, you're barely in frame doing that.
Wait, buenos.
Thank you, Steven.
Why'd you tell him?
Well, I noticed that.
Well, it's funny because that one episode where Jason was here, he was like halfway.
Yeah. Like or that. Bless his heart.
Oh, bless his little heart. Hey, hello. Welcome to another episode of RuPaul's Drag Race. This is episode 9, Queens of Talk. Mm. Thank you, Sess. I am your host, Kenny Harrison. Joining us tonight, or joining me tonight, is the woman of many costumes.
Meow. Jackie Borowski.
Sitting across from me is the man with many faces.
Cameron Marston.
And look who's back, everyone.
Hi.
Who are you?
I'm Tony Moore.
Nice. And he's serving us real scruff this tonight.
Out of frame.
I've never seen you with facial hair.
I always wear facial hair.
Oh.
I'm scruff it is.
Stop scruff it is.
Pit crew.
Speaking of scruff in the booth.
Oh, scruff pit
are
crew.
Are you scruffy tonight, Steven, or no?
You calling me scruff pit crew tonight?
No.
That's kind of messed up.
Why?
It's actually a compliment.
Yeah, it is.
I guess I do have facial
everyone's
hair.
Everyone's so sensitive about every little thing.
Everything.
Kenny, you've offended me 3 times this episode.
Sorry. Sorry about it. So.
It's only 2 minutes in.
I know. Hi, guys.
First of all, Steven doesn't have a conscience, so don't even worry about it, guys.
Welcome. Thank you for joining us. If you're watching us live, we welcome you tonight. If you're watching us on YouTube, make your comments, your questions. Tweet us like that. I don't know where that came from.
Me.
Okay, there you go.
It was
actually on cue. So.
It was. See?
Guys.
I don't mind sound effects.
Mm-hmm. What about last night's episode? Or this week's episode?
Wah.
Okay, we're over that. So, this week's episode. First thoughts.
He did the sound effect for me.
Okay,
that's what I thought.
Jackie, Cameron, first thoughts.
I liked Untucked.
Well, Untucked is always the best because that's when you.
I don't
really
think Untucked is always the best.
Yeah, no, not for me. Normally, I like the show better, but yeah. I actually liked Untucked better last.
I like the show better.
I always look forward to Untucked.
I have here's my program note for logo. If you're going to air a new episode, wait until the episode actually airs because they showed a preview of next week's episode before this week's episode aired for us.
Got it.
So I got to see.
All the time.
That was the first time I
feel like they've done that in the past. And it's like, but you know what? Not only them, but I feel like a few shows do that. They always show like what's happening next week, like in the middle of the show. And you're like,
No, but like I would like, but especially for a competition show, you don't want it to be ruined because, well, it was already ruined because like we said last week, the beginning of Untucked, we already know that Adora wasn't going anywhere and she was in the bottom 2. So there you have it. It was already spoiled. But next time, don't air next week's episode preview before you air the current episode. That's my only thing.
Note.
Duly noted. So the beginning of the episode, what was missing? Did anybody notice?
Ooh,
you got
girl. No, that's
Shemale.
All they, no, that's all they said.
Ooh,
girl.
And apparently it's okay, so episode 4, this came up during episode 4, they aired a segment called Female or Shemale, which I think a lot of people took well to. Not everybody, apparently, because there was some backlash. And I remember sending you guys an email back when that happened.
Yeah.
And then last night Tony sent everyone an email from Logo TV and World of Wonder saying how they apologize for being insensitive. And they took down that mini challenge from logotv.com as well as every Shemale bumper that ever existed on the show. So that created an uproar. Some people were highly offended. Others were, like me, I thought it was hilarious because it's basically a play on words. I mean, we're talking drag queens. We're not talking, like, you know.
I just feel like in a community where, like, we call each other girl and, like, am I allowed? Never mind. Like, I think it was a little too much. And I don't think that the show was being insensitive at all.
Mm-hmm.
Even with that challenge, female versus she-male, they didn't show anyone that was transgendered or anything like that. They showed drag queens mm-hmm. or actual real women.
Right.
If they had shown transgender women, then I feel like, yeah, that would have been a little insensitive. But the fact that they were showing drag queens and you had to guess whether that was a real female or a she-male, as they said, I don't think that was offensive. The whole you got she-male has been a staple in the show since, like, the beginning of time.
Right.
And if you had a problem with it 5 seasons ago, seeing as how this is now season 6, it should have been brought up a long time ago. So as a fan of the show, I'm actually kind of upset that I will no longer hear, ooh, girl, you got she-male. Instead, I hear, ooh, girl.
There you have it.
I know, that's it. I mean, well, basically, that's what it is.
And I'm one of the most sensitive people on this panel, I think.
I think we know that.
And, yeah.
She actually is. She fights for the underdog. I mean, I do too, but I
am.
She doesn't rip as much.
She has a big heart. Thanks. I love you guys. I consider myself one of the most sensitive people on this panel, and I don't like bullies, and I don't like it when people attack certain groups of people.
Oh, now you want to do the sound
thanks
effects.
For downplaying it, Steve.
so counterproductive.
But on the other hand, I do think that in this instance, this is a little overreactionary. And maybe, again, this is because I'm not transgendered. And if you are a transgender person and you watch the show or you watch our show, please tweet us or comment and let us know your feelings. But that the you've got she-male, again, I didn't even think of it as a transgender reference because it's a play on words.
It's M-A-I-L.
Yeah,
it's a play on words.
And then for the other segment, okay, I can see in the segment where they did the female or she-male.
Mm-hmm.
I can see where people would be offended in the sense that they're playing on this person looks more attributes. This person looks more masculine, this person looks more feminine.
I think that a female would have been offended. Sorry, continue.
Yeah, I agree with you. Go ahead.
I can see where people would be offended because of the attributes. And this is more male, masculine attributes. This is more female, or you look masculine or feminine. In that respect, I can see that. But at the same time, it's like I don't feel like the show goes out of its way to ostracize transgendered people, and I don't. And again, comment if you think this is wrong, but I don't feel like it does. I feel like it embraces that community.
I feel like
that part of the community.
I feel like people who are transgendered are trying to be defined as something, and we don't know what that is as of yet.
Well,
if you are a guy who used to be a girl, I mean, whatever, you want to be known as that sex now.
Right.
And
right.
Not as, you know, a she-male or
a tranny.
Technically,
or something like that.
Technically, if you were born a male and you identify with women and you are attracted to men and you go through the transition of becoming a woman, then technically, by pseudo-definition, you are heterosexual. You're no longer...
Yeah, you're a straight man.
Exactly.
Like
so,
Chaz Bono.
Exactly. So, it's all about identity. It's not about, you know, parts. Because I've seen a lot of transsexual women on talk shows, and they don't want to discuss their private parts. You know, they don't want to disclose whether they're post-op or pre-op. And, again, it's one of those things that we as people we're not in their shoes. We don't know what it is to be transgendered. We're curious about things like that. And I understand that that's a very private, you know, thing. But at the same time is that how can you educate us and how can you, you know, want to be a part of this community if you're going to, like, Drag Race is, like, the biggest supporter. It's the only thing on TV that, you know, it's a competition where men dress up as women. And mm-hmm. it's funny, it's supposed to be lighthearted, and, you know, we come here and we talk about it because we love the show. But at the same time, it's like, if you're going to nitpick I personally think that being called fish, I think that can be offensive to certain women because of the whole reference that it, you know, that comes behind it.
Yeah.
But it's just, you know, and I don't want to spend the whole night talking about this.
We will.
Trust me. And you can make your comment. But again, we want to hear what you think. You know, make your comment. I just personally think it's been blown out of proportion.
I do too.
You know, calling Rue a transphobic fixture, that's just rude. I mean, like, it just doesn't make any sense to me.
And what bugged me also was reading previous contestants. Having a comment on the shemale thing as well, and I'm like, you were on Drag Race. Yes. I'm sure before Drag Race, you know, you had thought about going through that transition. Mm-hmm. At some point then, could you have whispered to someone, like, I think this is kind of offensive, you guys calling this shemale?
Okay, I'm just going to throw it, because I know that Tony's not going to say names. I read some of the tweets, too, and I know that Sonique was going through a transition, and she didn't have a problem with it, but I think it was, like, Carmen Carrera who
Carmen
had it.
And Monica Beverly Hills.
My thing about Monica Beverly Hills, though. They made, she made a big announcement on the show about it. So I don't understand where and to me, the reception to the announcement was, you're part of this community, come on in. And then all of a sudden it seems...
And you're here because you're talented.
And if it bothered you at that time, speak up and say something about it.
Because during that time, when it said, whoo, girl, you got shemale, she didn't mind running over to the screen.
Nope. Not at all.
And the other thing, I feel like the shemale, there's... aside from being transgendered, I felt like every time I've been watching this show, as long as that's been on, I felt more of it was a reference to, A, yes, it's a play on words, but B, in a sense, they are shemales in the way that they're men who dress up like women. So it's more of a play on that. It's not trying to say that you are transgendered and I'm making fun of you. It's more like... we're acknowledging that these are men who dress up like women.
Right,
right.
Yeah. So make your comment, tweet us, let us know what you think. Mm-hmm. Moving right along, so we go to the mini challenge, which it's Rough Pit Crew.
I just wrote, holy crap, 10.
That was 10 of them. And let me tell you something. I'm a little offended because not all of them were scruffy. I'm offended by that. I wanted more hair, more fuzz.
Here we go.
I'm sure Cameron would love to see
a little
bit more
bear. I do like how this was just an exercise in how many words have ass in them.
Yeah. It was a great little play.
Which is how some of the queens, they got the answers really quickly because they caught on to, like, ass is going to be in this.
Right.
So.
Yeah. It was cute. It was
fun.
It wasn't enough of it. I would have liked to see more.
It reminded me of when they did Memory a few years ago. And they all came in with numbers.
Oh, yes. Mm. Yeah.
This one was better because it had to deal with words. And
it had butts.
And it was called Hungman.
Hungman. Well, Hungman? I think those who are not hung should be offended that they would call it Hungman.
Since we're on the topic of
I think people without penises should just be offended.
Are you offended?
I was so offended. But
Cameron,
here I am.
Cameron, what do you think?
Oh, I have a lot.
Well, say it.
It could just take a long time because I'm always about being devil's advocate, and I understand that maybe now they feel this is a platform or their opportunity to say, we're tired of taking the scraps and we're tired of allowing it to happen just because we now have a voice through RuPaul's Drag Race. I get that aspect. I have always said in all the shows that I do on AfterBuzz that I think Americans, and I'm an American, born and raised, I think that we're hypersensitive, and I'm a little tired of it.
I don't know. Weren't you born in Hawaii? We might need to see your birth certificate.
That's true.
Long form.
That's true. Uncle Barack. But, again, I still think they were hypersensitive. And if you don't like the show, don't watch it. But I believe that there's a political agenda, and I think that's where it's going. And I understand that aspect. But I agree. You know, and I got ripped for using the word tranny. But let's be honest. I'm going to go on this little tangent. Some of these queens use this as a stepping stone. Many of them are actually on the path to transition, and they start off doing drag to find their comfort level. And are they really ready to make that transition physically? So if I use the word tranny and you're offended, I actually don't apologize, and I'm not going to apologize for it. So
you're not
going to
apologize?
All you want. Sometimes tranny is used. I mean, sometimes it's just it's a funny comment.
You
may be offended, and I don't apologize.
I want to know. See, what I'm really interested in is members of the of the transgender community. Mm-hmm. Were you offended by shemale before this came up? That's what I want to know.
Well,
or is this a bandwagon? Sorry.
Interesting enough, a friend of mine from back home who hosts a night called Thirsty Tranny Thursdays has been doing that for over 5 years now. Mm-hmm. And when this came up, suddenly people around were saying that they've been offended by that, by the name, and he didn't mean any harm by it. They've been doing that for 5 years. So he tried to rename and he tried to educate himself and find out, well, you know, what are your thoughts? Why are you offended by it? And in the end, he was like, I don't know why they were offended. Right. I don't know what the issue is, and I don't have a new name for it. Mm-hmm. So he
scrapped it.
Yeah. But
which is sad because, again, none of us at this table are transgendered or transsexual. We don't know. We've never lived that lifestyle. And I have a problem saying lifestyle. Well, no, I don't. It's a lifestyle.
I have friends who are, and neither of them watch the show, so.
I just didn't realize that they felt that RuPaul's Drag Race was their own personal vehicle that they were driving.
Exactly.
So,
exactly. Mm-hmm. Anyway,
more on the show.
Back on the mini. I did want to get Cameron's input though. That's why I
had a little. Finally, he spoke up.
Yeah. So, anything that stood out from the mini challenge? I thought it was funny. I like the whole lady bunny bit.
Very light skinned, thick boy with the thick legs. That's what stood out for me.
Jeez. Mm-hmm. I can't believe you remember
which number.
Left
to right, which number was he?
He was the lightest one on that panel with the biggest legs out of all.
Well,
of
Miles
them.
Is light.
There were a couple of them legs. They all blended into me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
they were all just a series of really nice butts, and that sounds terrible, but that's what it was.
Well, you know,
and I'm offended by
that.
Because we are so insensitive.
Casserole.
So, I didn't see a whole lot of it. It was nice. It was fun. Ben de la Creme won, which there was no prize. Well, there was a prize, but there was no perk or benefit in the main challenge. Mm. And then we move into the main challenge, which is the talk show,
mm-hmm.
which was fun. I feel like we've done that before on the show.
They have. Well, yeah. I know they did it in season one.
They did.
They did.
Yes.
They did in season one.
And somebody actually asked me if we mind that they're recycling them, the challenges. I don't mind because it's so far apart. Okay, you might mind. I don't mind because they're so far apart. And I don't mind as long as the result is different.
Okay. It's not that I don't mind. Like, obviously, Snatch Game is a staple of the show. That's not going anywhere. But, like, a lot of the acting challenges are recycled. The dancing challenge, I don't think we've seen one this season so far.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another thing. I haven't seen a whole lot of sewing challenges. They kind of not, unless we're going to see that next week with the whole wedding thing.
Yeah.
Adora would have been gone.
Oh, I think so, yeah.
No, that's not true because she has two more looks. Spoiler alert.
No, I said if there was a sewing challenge, Adora would have been gone a long time ago.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
If there was a sewing challenge, I
half
think
of them.
Yes, most of those queens would be
it's
gone.
It's season six.
So, their guests who they were interviewing for the talk show was Chad Bono and.
You mean Chaz?
Who?
Chaz. Chaz.
You caught on.
I did.
And his grandmother, I was going to say mother. That would have been wrong.
Yeah.
Georgia Holt, Cher's mom. Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, I have to say bobby pin. I thought that was funny, too. At the very beginning. She's so random. Are we looking at me like, I don't know.
Jocelyn Fox.
Yes.
A bobby pin.
Yeah.
I liked, okay.
Cute. I told y'all she's Tammy Brown.
I agree with it in a different sort of
way.
In the way that she's different. But I love, because I actually, I like Jocelyn much more than I like Tammy Brown. I feel like I get Jocelyn more than I get Tammy Brown.
She has a younger feel.
Yeah, like Jocelyn, I feel like she's a planet that I could go to. Tammy, I can't find her planet,
she's
and there's no way
eclipse.
To navigate to it. Yes.
Which we had last night, by the way.
Yeah, sorry. If you stayed up for it.
I fell asleep.
Her vagina comment where Chaz, I actually laughed so hard because it was so, like, I thought it was cute and funny, but I was like, it's not something you could say on a talk show.
Here's the thing, and bless her heart, she told that to Rue in the workroom, in the walkthrough.
Yes.
And Rue was kind of like, maybe not the best thing to say to both grandmother and grandson.
She did it anyway.
Thank you. I'm like, really? If it were... Me and Jackie got ripped about, like, defending Jocelyn and others we like and, you know, totally ripping on
we
people
just
that we
like
don't.
Who
we like her, and I'm going to defend her. It was cute, and it was funny. And I didn't think they mind, but as that interview progressed, it just kind of
got more distasteful, unfortunately. Yeah.
Didn't work.
But when here's where Untucked shed some light into it. I didn't realize that there was a documentary that George, for some reason I missed that in the interview or whatever, but I didn't realize it was a documentary that Georgia did, that she made that particular statement in.
Right.
And so that brought it to light where I was like, okay, she feels...
There's context.
Yes. Yeah, she feels like she can talk about this, not because she like found it on Wikipedia, right, but because
it was actually part of,
right, this interview, which... I get in a sense, but at the same time, it's not the best thing to bring up on a show like RuPaul's Drag Race.
No, and if you were to bring something like that up, you referenced that in the documentary. Blah blah blah. You brought up this situation. I wanted to know what your take is on it now. That way, there's a way to say things so that it doesn't, it's not so blunt.
That's one approach to it. She chose the kind of funny because she said she referenced, you know, abortion. You know, had life been different if Cher wasn't born? What do you think about abortion? She just referenced it differently. And I think that's where the big problem was. I agree. Like, if she would have, like, introduced the idea or the question in a different, more serious tone, then it wouldn't have been abrasive.
No. Yeah. You shouldn't touch it at all. But if she's selling something that could completely ruin your entire...
But if it's a topic that's already been...
But it's in a documentary.
Yes, if it's already been discussed, I mean, I think it's fair. And I'm sure that they are giving, like, a packet to study. They're not... Mm. They don't have phones or internet because they're not allowed to. So right. I'm assuming that they have... They're given the information for them to research or read through.
Mm-hmm. Unless you're a seasoned talk show, I guess, or personality that has... experience in that, I wouldn't touch anything that's politically connected.
Well, that's true.
My thing was, you also have to realize the context.
Yeah.
You're on RuPaul's Drag Race, where this Georgia is not coming to RuPaul's Drag Race to be asked, like, Dateline questions.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's coming there to be, you know, asked about her new album,
I'm going to counter that because you said Georgia, right?
Yeah.
Because Chaz is one of the advocates of the transgender community. So a lot of the questions that that was asked to him were about transitioning and, you know.
I could see that. Okay.
So it was kind of like, you know, in that situation, like, you know, if you want to stick with one topic, kind of stick with both. I'm assuming because, I mean, it was very choppy. The editing was very choppy on that.
The moral
so I don't
of
know.
The story is, it's really hard to be a host.
It is. Very hard.
And
look at us.
I also loved how, for some of y'all out there, Rue...
Show that,
like,
hand again. I just want to show the glove.
Oh, my glove. Yeah. Sidebar. My look was supposed to be glam, but it just turned into Cat Madonna.
There you go.
Somebody said wear bunny ears. I couldn't find my bunny ears, so...
Oh, boy. The more you know.
But
you
it is a reference to the runway look from tonight or last night.
I have a question for you guys.
Oh, wait, but I didn't have to say what I was going to say.
Sorry.
She forgot it.
I forgot it.
Okay, never
I'll
mind.
Come back to it.
So I'm curious to think or to know what you guys.
Oh, I know what I was going to say. Sorry. I'm sorry.
Go
I love
for it.
You.
Go ahead.
being a host is hard, okay? And
obviously.
And I liked watching this because it's like some people realize that it's not that easy to, like, you can have notes, which somebody also commented that you should have looked at your notes on the runway. Yeah. I was like, you go, because you do need to have notes. And even if you have notes, sometimes you miss something because you're in the middle of a conversation.
Because going back to the whole abortion topic, my thing is, if you were going to go there, you should have completely took it there and made her responsible for what she wrote in her article. I mean, because she kind of bombed, but I mean, put the responsibility back on her shoulder.
Yeah.
This is something you've made public, so let's talk about it.
Right.
Why can't we talk about it?
See, I always, before I interview anyone, I always ask, is there anything that you don't want to mention or talk about?
Then you get kind of caught in the foot, like, because if you prepare stuff that you want them to talk about, and then they say, oh, let's not talk about that, then they...
But most people are like, you know, I'm an open book, ask me whatever. Mm-hmm. I haven't had anyone that said not, but it's just a courtesy question. Like, if there's something that you just don't absolutely want to bring up...
Did we ask Willem that?
It also offers them the chance to prepare.
I mean, that's Willem.
Willem's
an open book.
Yeah.
Willem is open book, open legs, open thigh, whatever.
Oh. Open mouth on our show.
Yeah.
Literally. Right. He stuck his fist
in
his mouth.
Are you done?
Uh-huh.
Sorry. before I got cut off, before I cut Jackie off and she cut me back off, I was going to ask you guys, do you think that in the walkthrough, Trinity, in the past, she's kind of been like, and I'm going to just throw this out there because the whole end of the episode was a shock to me. Well, kind of not because I already knew that she was going to go home. But do you think that her game plan going into challenges worked to her advantage in the past, and then this time it was a little different because she thought, you know, she had the confidence. She kind of knew what she was going to do, and she completely bombed. Do you think that worked to her disadvantage?
See, I think this about Trinity K. Bonet. She's one of those people that just to throw you off, she's going to be like, oh, you know, I don't know how to, I'm not sure, blah, 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 blah. And then she comes out sometimes and, like, does it. Just like with the comedy thing. I'm not a comedian. I'm not funny and blah, blah, blah. This is my first time. But she, like, killed the comedy thing. Mm-hmm. I was actually having a discussion with my friend about this. It's like, me and him kind of do this all the time, too. When we're competing, we won't do much to make our competitors think that we can't do that. Then when it's time to show, we show. You know what I mean? So I feel like that was her strategy. But I think it failed because she's no longer here.
My thing with Trinity is she's just, I mean, for the most part, to me, her strength is in the way she looks. Like, she has a very, very, very polished look. And obviously she can lip sync very well, mm-hmm. but I just don't think her actual, like, speaking presence is very good. She managed to do well in the comedy challenge, but for the most part, she has a hard time articulating herself, even in the workroom.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that doesn't help when you're on a talk show and you're on the spot and you need to think like this and articulate yourself.
Yeah.
I agree.
Chad. Bono. Chad.
That's okay. Just number one.
I don't even understand because he's been on that show so many times.
And I think anyone who knows Cher knows that her son is, her name's Chaz. Or his name is Chaz. So... I don't understand. I didn't get it.
Nerves got the best of her, y'all.
Which was a lame excuse.
But she's had excuses all throughout the season.
True, but...
She starts off everything with an excuse.
Wow.
But she's great, though.
I like... Okay, her runway, we'll get to that later. Yeah. That was pretty...
I thought... not about Trinity. Oh, did I cut you off?
No.
Were we moving on to
something? Yes, we were. Loving these transitions.
I wanted to touch
on... We're loving these trans...
I'm offended. About
I knew it.
get your life. Bianca Del Rio...
She was born a woman. a real woman.
Bianca Del Rio, I thought... again, showing how hard it is to be a host, going in very prepared. And I think she thought, I will ask all these questions to Chaz, and then I'll get to the grandmother. But Chaz was really, like, throwing at her.
It was ridiculous how...
And even watching it, I was like, oh, duh, that's your window to ask da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Mm-hmm. And she wasn't taking it because she was such in the mindset of, I have these questions to ask first, and then I have these questions to ask then. And as a host, you have to be able to think so quickly that even if you come in prepared,
you
never know
it.
What's going to happen or what is going to be said, and you have to be able to transition into that.
I agree with you, and I thought I was a little disappointed in her in this challenge because... If you can get on stage and just rip like that, like...
I wasn't surprised, honestly.
I was surprised.
Because is she a host or is she a comedian? Because I think...
She's a comedian.
Yeah.
And I think...
Hosting, you know, you're a host. Hosting is different than just ad-lib comedy.
I think I think Santino, Davi, mentioned it on...
The critique.
Sorry,
we're
I had to tell
him. By his
I think that's
anymore.
A cute name for
but
him.
But Davi is the new name.
Who's Davi?
Oh, Davi all day. Who cares?
He's Harry Potter. He's one of the best characters in Harry Potter.
So what I was saying,
sorry,
what I was saying, which I kind of forgot now.
You were talking about Santino mentioning.
Yes, he mentioned that she's a nightclub host, mm-hmm. and I feel like I kind of can see that. And there was this clip that went around where she was on stage and she got berated by a fan who didn't like her stand up, and she just ripped him. And it was kind of like that. You know, I'm not trying to hear what you have to say.
She made a reference or a joke about the death of Selena.
Yes, well,
because it was the anniversary.
Yeah, which was in addition to a lot of other things.
Again, it
was
hypersensitive Americans.
Freaking hilarious.
Or non-Americans.
But oh.
No, go ahead.
Ooh.
As a nightclub host, mm-hmm. your ability to read the room, you know, think quick on your feet, everything like that, transitions into being a talk host, a talk show host, seeing as how I am both, so I kind of know what I'm talking about. It does
what
help.
What talk show?
My own talk show.
Oh, sorry.
Lounging with Tony.
Ah! Sorry. Beep. Sorry, not sorry.
So it does help. Like, I think for her being as quick-witted as she is, she should have caught on to that.
Mm-hmm. You think she was starstruck?
Why? I'm pretty sure she has ran into many stars before.
Yeah, yeah.
I love how you tickled yourself over that.
But I do, like, a side point, though. This goes back to the Trinity point. Because you can be, comedy is prepared. It's totally prepared.
Sometimes it's prepared.
Sometimes you just make something up and go with it.
I recently did a play with someone who does comedy professionally, and he writes for professional comedians.
Which I'm going to have to add, Jackie was really good in this play.
Jackie's a thespian.
She was the best part of that play. I saw her.
Theater.
My girl.
Thank you, guys.
Go ahead.
But
continue.
But he told me, I came to him with the same argument. I was like, it's not always scripted. He's like, you would not believe even the most unscripted-looking moments have to be scripted in comedy because comedy is all about timing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you're a host, it's like, yes, it's all by how the conversation flows. You can only control part of that.
Mm-hmm.
So for Trinity, it's so easy to set up this beat, this beat, this beat, this beat. And then when you get in there with someone... My thing's falling off. And then when you get in there with someone, it's hard when you're in a interview situation. It's hard. You can't set up anything like that.
Perfect example.
Wild card.
Perfect example. Darian Lake. She had questions that she thought she was going to get answers to, and I think she had rebuttal jokes to go along with those answers.
Yes.
And she got none of the answers that she wanted, so it just kind of threw her. And again, she's a comedy queen. I would say that I don't know if she does stand up, but she bombed because she was expecting. That's like me asking you, "Is that a red shirt?" And I have something and to say back to your answer of yes, it's red, and then whatever
it might be.
Exactly, I would expect you to say no, it's actually plaid, and then I have something. Okay, whatever. Right, she didn't get that, so it kind of threw her completely off.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what happened with Bianca. Well, I think Bianca just was, you know, again, what you said, tunnel vision and, you know, controlled.
I liked Courtney Act because she kept it very conversational.
She did.
And she had her jokes, and that was good.
I thought Ben De La Creme was better.
Ben De La Creme and Courtney.
Only because what I saw, and I have to agree with Michelle, because we're like besties, apparently. In my head, we are. Courtney was a little bland, whereas Ben was a little bit more engaging. Her jokes were a little bit more funnier, and her comebacks were a little bit funnier. I thought she was a little bit
better. I thought that Ben was more professional. I thought that Courtney was more endearing.
I feel like we're talking about two different types of hosts.
Right.
There is what Ben De La Creme was doing, which is that very, like, up, like, very, like, professional, I speak like this type of a way, where Courtney, even though her energy wasn't as up as Ben De La Creme, she still kept it very conversational and very...
almost relatable.
There we go. That's what I was looking for.
And the thing is, you know, and it's like comparing Kelly Ripa to Oprah Winfrey.
Yeah.
They're two different styles,
yeah,
and I get that.
Yeah.
But if I had my pick, I would watch Kelly Ripa because, in my opinion, she's more alive, she's funny, and she's quick. Whereas Oprah's not that bad of a host. I really just never... Every time I watch Oprah Winfrey show,
until
I
she gives away $1 million!
I feel like Oprah would take care of you.
And for me, because I'm saying it, we're talking about guest hosts for RuPaul's Drag Race. So I would assume that they would be a little bit more on the upbeat side as opposed to the more conversational side.
Yeah.
But again, thinking about material, talking about abortion and pro-life.
Well, but I mean, again, the way you approach that subject
and
versus...
And transgender.
Yeah.
And, you know.
But again, Jocelyn's in her own little world.
Yeah.
FTM.
And you're more than welcome to go, I'm sure.
Yes. See, whereas Tammy, I don't even know where that planet is.
It's far.
I'm not even sure I can find it.
Teleport us to Mars.
Way far. And then we had Adore, who's... For number one, this is the third time, 5 minutes.
First of all,
that was the third time she had that wig on. I'm kind of tired of seeing that same wig. And she really bombed. Poor thing. She And Ruth said it. She has every little all the talent, but they're not. She's not connecting them, and that's the big problem. And,
I agree.
And I really felt a little bad for her because I do like her now.
She has a fantastic personality, and she's one of those people that I think she can talk her way out of a paper bag.
Yeah,
just by her personality. But I think that also works against her because she could have really done really well in this challenge mm-hmm. had she A, been more prepared, B, got over her nerves, and just acted like herself. But right. she was fumbling like and then she tried to be cute, and then it's just come across like no, you're just not prepared.
Okay, let's jump to the sorry guys, we're short on time, not by our
move on.
Fault, but whatever. Runway, which was Animal Kingdom Realness or Couture. What was your favorite?
Ben de la Creme.
Just one. Pick one. I'll let you take it back if you need to. Just pick one. Real quick. Trinity was my favorite.
Trinity was my favorite too, yeah.
For creativity, I'm going to give it to Ben de la Creme.
Yeah.
That was very it was just very
it started off as like hunched over, I am an insect, and now boom, I am giving you couture.
Almost like art. Definitely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was.
But I have to give it to the presentation on how like Trinity came out. I mean, everything, the hair, the makeup, everything was put together, and she had an idea of what she was going for.
She does love that Amidala lip, though.
I'm okay with that.
I didn't hate it. I thought she was beat. Her face was beat. I didn't like the feathers because they reminded me of Pageant.
You know,
competition, right? The feathers with the show queen.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I loved it.
She still heads above some of the others that are on stage.
Oh, yeah.
And I kind of actually liked Courtney.
I know it sounded a little tacky,
but I did like
it.
It had
production
value. Yeah, it
had
a good production value. Those wings
were like huge.
She was standing in the middle of the stage, and they were like took up the whole stage. It was good.
But the thing about Courtney's is that I don't know. I liked the wings part of it, mm-hmm. but I just felt like it was.
Something was missing, yeah.
Yeah.
Like you look at Trinity and you know that was put together.
Yeah. You look at Ben, it's the same thing.
Yeah, it wasn't a gimmick.
Yeah, where I feel like...
That's
Courtney's was a gimmick.
Yeah, I feel like it was like a plate, some panties, and the wings was like the thing. Like, I feel like as she came out in some sort of like very feathery, like, mm-hmm. And then it was like, boom, she was going to take flight. Like, okay, it was like, yes. Like, you needed that to like add that extra thing. But
so you're saying that you kind of felt she was half-assing it.
She was relying on that body.
Yeah. Not even that. I think gimmick. And I was thinking about what was missing, and that was a word I could not think of today when
it
I was
very
watching
gimmicky.
It.
Yeah. I didn't like Bianca.
I liked hers. I liked it. I liked the.
I thought it was beautiful.
Not horrible. I liked the concept. What I my problem with Bianca, and we've kind of talked about it with a bunch of friends too, is that her runway walk sucks.
She's not a pageant queen. She's a comedian.
And I get that. But I'm just saying, I actually liked the makeup concept that ran into her actual appearance.
Yeah, I loved it.
I didn't think she was ugly at all. I just wish she could walk.
I think the hair and the makeup was very different from what we've seen.
She like a door. Did anyone see like a door in her face a little bit? Or was it just me? There was a camera angle where it flipped, and I was like, she kind of looks like a door.
But speaking of a door, I thought her outfit, if she would have taken off that little sweater, that scarf, whatever it was, I thought she would have been fine with just that, a badass belt.
I thought it was very creative.
And I didn't mind the face thing if it was just that. I think
if she had taken off that thing
and
had done black hair instead of that reddish brown
or white hair,
some long straight black hair,
or white or gray hair,
that would have gave very panther.
Raven. Stay with one color.
Yeah, it was good.
That would have.
But she didn't.
Right.
And
ergo.
And that's Paul Abdul was the guest host. Also,
yes.
Sorry.
And Jocelyn Fox looked amazing.
Her meaty tuck.
I didn't understand what she was going for.
I don't think she knew what she was going for. And like, I think
pulled pork or something. I don't know.
Well, she said she was a warrior princess or something. Meat, something. Yeah, and
she totally missed the mark.
Yeah.
I sympathize in the sense that.
Oh, there you go, defending her again.
Well, no, I sympathize in the sense that there was a animal jungle aspect to it. I think she just didn't understand that you had to be an animal
on top of her head.
Well, she said that. I get that. But one of our commenters actually made the point that more so Jocelyn is relying on her body than Courtney is.
Right.
And I'm starting to see that more and more.
Whereas I feel like Courtney is relying on gimmicks, like we saw last week.
Mm-hmm.
Who's left? Oh, Darian Lake. I actually liked her outfit.
I like that interpretation of the elephant.
Although I feel like...
I didn't hate it.
It didn't stand out. But yeah, I did like the elephant, the tusk, and I like the little headpiece.
Yeah,
too.
I did too.
Speaking of Darian, because I feel like we're not going to get anywhere. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm glad the queen's pointed out how mean she's been.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And she has. Well, and a lot of that aggression in the beginning was geared towards Ben de la Creme. And then now it's just like little shots here and there to each one of them.
But that's growth in general, I think, for the entire group, that you actually call her out. Because people sometimes let you go. Like,
well, Trinity. Trinity was the one that called her out.
I mean, if it does bother you, call it out.
Did we leave anybody off of the runway? I think that's everyone. So our winner of the challenge was Courtney Act, her second win. Mm-hmm. Which I thought Ben was better, and I think Ben's runway was a little bit better than Courtney's. So, and the surprise for me, not surprise, was the bottom two, which was Adore and Trinity.
Very surprised.
I could have sworn Jocelyn was going to be in the bottom. I think she should have been in the
bottom. To be honest, and I know I wasn't here last time, I actually feel like Jocelyn should have went home last week. And that Laganja should have stayed, because Laganja slayed in the lip sync, in my opinion. But I feel like producers let her go because she was not giving them anything.
I don't think it's only based on the lip sync.
No, yeah, because she totally failed the challenge that was given at hand. So they lip sync, which was kind of like one of my best this season, if not top five.
Bruce on Twitter told me it reminded him of the Raja Carmen lip sync, like a PG-13 version.
And that was a Paula Abdul song, too.
Yes. Yeah.
Which one was that one? I can't remember the song. This one was Vibology.
I don't remember the actual song, but it was a Paula Abdul song.
There you go. That's why he's here. That's why he's back. And I don't know. Someone else commented and saying this was a long... It was a long, like...
They let it go for a while.
Mm-hmm. And it was kind of cute because at one point they were doing their own thing, and then they started dancing kind of in sync with each other. And and I thought it was really, really nice. I thought Trinity won the lip sync. I think she should have stayed.
Adore did a cartwheel in heels.
Okay.
It's hard to do a cartwheel with flat feet.
Well, a lot of people do a lot of tricks.
Mm-hmm. I like tricks.
Trinity was serving a stripper on that floor with the fan kick wheel thing. You know what I'm talking about? She gave us crotch. Like, whoa.
So do you think that she should have won? I thought she should have won.
I was okay with either.
I was bothered because I just felt like the bottom two was wrong.
Who should have been in the bottom
Jocelyn.
Two?
Jocelyn.
And?
Trinity.
I was just stuck on Jocelyn.
But Trinity didn't bring it to the challenge, which I don't think it should be based on just the lip sync.
She said
lip sync. But here's the thing. It's lip sync for your life. Last chance to impress RuPaul.
And the judges.
Well, RuPaul, because she's the one.
Are we on the same page? Clearly, the producers have a say, and RuPaul has some say in whether or not she wants him to stare or not. So.
Right. What do you think?
I enjoyed the episode. Comments. It was entertaining. Untucked was good, too.
Make your comments down
like,
there.
Down here. I didn't like Untucked.
We're being signed off because the next show has to come in on time.
And we started late because of the show previous to us. Okay, where can we find you, Jackie?
At 123 Jackie V on Twitter. At 123. No, it's. I don't know. Just find me. I can't even think. I'm being played off.
Cameron.
Tomakava 777.
Tony.
At Lounging with Tony on everything.
And I am at KAYSEEH25. Instagram, Twitter. I left my sign, so sorry. Thank you for joining us. Watch us on YouTube. Make your comments. And we will see you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Drag you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.